Kurt Weill's most celebrated works are his collaborations with playwright Bertolt Brecht. Works like Three Penny Opera and The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni. They are devastating satires on the political, economic, and moral climate of Germany in the late 20s. Some famous songs come from these shows. The Ballad of Mack the Knife, The Alabama Song, and Surabaya Johnny. Songs that mock both sentimentality and cynicism with their nasty lyrics and seductively pretty tunes. But Weill also wrote operas before he started to work with Brecht. For years, I've been curious about them, and one of them has finally been recorded. It's a one-act opera called Der Zar lässt sich fotografieren. The Tsar has his photograph taken. The libretto is by Georg Kaiser, another German playwright Weill occasionally collaborated with. Between its premiere in 1928 and the Nazi takeover of the theaters in 1933, it was one of the most popular stage works in Germany. It's a strange work. Weill and Kaiser called it an opera buffa, a comic opera, and it certainly has farcical elements. But its tone is more ominous. The story is about a czar who comes to Paris. He wants to have his picture taken by the fashionable photographer Madame Angel. But before he arrives at her studio, freedom fighters who are plotting to assassinate him break in. One of the terrorists pretends to be Angel. She plants a gun in the camera set to go off when the shutter is snapped. But the sentimental czar falls in love with this false Angel and insists on taking her picture before she takes his. Understandably, she resists. After a series of farcical delays, the plot is uncovered. The false Angel escapes, and the real but not so romantic Angel finally takes the czar's picture. Weill's music for this opera is more conventionally operatic than in his works with Brecht. The tunes and harmonies aren't as abrasive or erotic. There are no excerptable songs or arias, but there are fascinating glimpses of the composer's later style. A male chorus, for example, supplies a running commentary on the action, and cheap dance tunes are already a Weill trademark. The assassins escape while a tango is playing on the phonograph.
Wo ist der Zar?
Dort unter Kissen.
Getötet.
Misslungen. Wir sind entdeckt. Wir müssen fliehen.
Müssen fliehen,
die Zeit sperrt alle Straßen.
Wir sind verloren.
Sie sind uns auf der Spur.
Sie sind uns auf der Spur. Nimm die Verkleidung ab.
Es klopft.
Was ist
das?
Was
ist das?
Was
ist das?
Schon nicht mal das.
Schnell fort.
Schnell fort.
This excellent performance was originally broadcast in 1984 by the Cologne Radio Orchestra. The conductor is the gifted Jan Latham Koenig, who also conducted a major viol recording that Capriccio issued last year, The Complete Mahogany, starring the great dramatic soprano Anya Silja. Capriccio is also planning such rare, previously unrecorded viol items as the Ballad of Magna Carta and the didactic radio play The Lindbergh Flight. Viol had urgent things to say to Europe between the world wars. His current popularity suggests that he also has things to tell us about ourselves.